Welcome to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, broadcasting at dreamvision7radio.com and out of Boston, Massachusetts at 1510 AM Revolution on your radio dial. You are tuned to the Gaia Star Crystal Hour, where uplifting musical inspiration meets technical innovation, with your hosts, Miriam Massaro, Bob Sherwood, and Dameron Midget. Recorded live at Singing Brook Studio in the foothills of the Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts for your pure enjoyment.
Well, this song is dedicated to, actually today's my birthday, May 7th. And I had the real pleasure of being in Peru on my birthday in 2010, and I was at Aguas Calientes, which is the little village that you take the train to from Ollantaytambo when you're going to go see Machu Picchu. And I woke up with this song in the hotel room, and the woman that I was sharing the room with, her name was Alicia, and her and I sat on the couch and came up with the rest of the song. I only want to serve. I only want to serve in the light, my Lord. I only want to live for you. When I wake in the morning, all my thoughts are of you. May you bless all that I do. The light of the sun of this newborn day. Illuminates my way. I only want to serve in the light, my Lord. I only want to live for you.
Oh,
to the night. Would you know it? This song is called Make the Best. We just returned from Maui, where we had been for 2 months in February and March of 09. And when we got off the plane, it was snowing. And came back to fire and the wood stove and cold air. And I remember going for a walk across the street into the woods and stood there staring at these huge, beautiful trees, saying, okay, I'm really glad I'm back home in New England, even if it's cold. And this song is what came to me. Make the best of where you are until you're somewhere else. The best of where you are until you're somewhere else, then you'll be free. Make the best of who you're with until there's someone else. Of where you are and who you're with and who you are and of your own life, and you embrace your life, then you'll be free.
Show up. Pay attention. Do your best. Take nothing personally.
Interesting man I worked with for a while, Carl Bigheart, medicine man on the East Coast. He always said, just show up. That's all God asks of us, just show up. You know? Even if you don't know why you're going somewhere, or why you even are doing what you're doing, just there's only one person that comes to your class, one person that hears you play. Really making 50 cents an hour babysitting when you're a little girl. All those things really are important, you know? Just to be glad we have what we have here. So that's what I'm thinking about on my birthday today. I'm just so glad I'm here again. Another day. Do yoga on the bridge. The water underneath me. And the sun was so warm. My skin. Fruit. Good fruit. Doesn't that taste good? And good food. And see other people in life and you like to smile at. Wow. So happy birthday to the world. Every day is a new day. Thank you for the robins. I just was waiting for Damon in the car today and I opened the magazine and it was like the 10 things you could be doing for, you know, promoting longevity, and one of them was sing. Sing more. They've just done a study and decided that people who sing a lot actually lower their blood pressure and they have such a joyful outlook on life that they prolong their lives.
Yeah, it is. A lot of the time, it's the closest that we get to flying, that feeling of singing. When you're just soaring like that, it's a lot like flying.
People often ask me, how did you get to be a singer? I think, well, I don't know. I used to just go out in the woods all the time and sing. And the wind would come. Join me. It was as if they wanted to hear what I had to say. Leaves were dancing, and I'd just start, okay, I'm going to sing a little bit louder, see who else wants to come along. And eventually I found my courage to sing in front of people, and I'll be darned if the wind still comes. Today when we got out of the car, one of my favorite things is I hear this beautiful white hawk. And he always sails over the top of the house and says, hello. That's it, yeah. Sometimes I'll just run outside just to look up, and there he is. This beautiful white hawk sailing right over the head, on top of my head. So I really think animals really, they know who we are. They know what we're doing. Turkey vultures who clean up, and the crow takes all those creatures off the side of the road. He was so excited he had a piece that he flew right in front of the car, but it's just really an honor to see these, the garbage collectors.
They have a lot of personality.
Yeah. Beautiful spring day, full moon. I think we always wonder what we're going to do at this radio show, because we're all really busy people. We actually just had a gig celebrating Beltane, and Goddess Mountain Sanctuary in Montague. It's beautiful. Thank you, Tiana. Beautiful gods and goddesses walking by us. Children dressed as fairies. Flowers. dancing. featuring Bob Sherwood on the beautiful Dean Nashville guitar, and Dameron on the very, very fun-to-play James Goodall guitar.
Good for all.
The Goodall. And
the Jane Goodall.
Yeah, I'm really ape over it.
Actually, and I'm on the same, I'm on a Goodall. So we have the brother and sister guitars. They love to sing together. And the guitar that Bob's playing, I actually bought for my 50th birthday.
Bought this guitar in the future.
Yeah. And Bob plays the guitar upside down. If you can imagine. You want to describe how you came to that, Bob?
When I was a kid and I started playing guitar, I couldn't... My friends wouldn't lend me their guitar because I'm a lefty and I'd restring it, and it was a pain. So I just figured out how to play it with the low strings down low, where they should be, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, why does everybody else have their low strings up high? It makes no sense to me. So ever since then, I play with the low strings towards Mother Earth, as they should be, as anyone knows. Nashville tuning, one of the great treats of guitar playing.
What's Nashville tuning?
I think we talked about it on the show once, so I'll do the quick version. It's you take an acoustic guitar and you use the high strings from a 12-string set on the guitar, so that when you play along with someone else who's playing a regular 6-string acoustic, you sort of have this big celestial 12-string between you. And when you play it by itself, since some of the strings, the high E and B are the same as a regular acoustic guitar, but the four other strings are an octave up, so it inverts all your chords. In very beautiful ways. Best of all.
Fill you in, that song that we just did was a creation we just created.
That's
but
right.
I actually woke up with that song in my mind this morning, but I hadn't figured out how to play it. I just kind of hummed it into the little Sony thing. I
like the idea, though, that on your birthday you can do a song on your birthday that's just pure you.
Yeah.
Because that's what that song sort of came down to. It was just like, this is my expression.
Yeah.
On your birthday, we'll do yours.
And I can't help but think, Mary, I am. So that'll be the name of the song, Mary, I am.
That's cool.
Yeah. What do you think, Dameron?
That seems like a good idea. I was actually thinking for the Latin of I am.
Which is?
I knew you were going to ask me that. Ergo sum ergos.
Ergo.
Mary, ergo sum ergo.
Ergo eo.
Maria, ergo sum ergo.
I think, therefore I am, I think.
Okay. So are we ready? Something else? All right. This is dedicated to the river. Robin's joined us. We took our guitar down to the brook and we sang this the other day when the moon and the sun were dancing in the sky together.
To
Gaia Star Crystal Hour is sponsored by Wise Ways Herbals, distributed internationally. Founded in 1988 by Miriam Lucero to create natural herbal products for well-being, it celebrates 25 years of producing over 100 quality handmade medicinal and body care products, including salves, women's health specialties, Oshuna Pure Skin Care, body and chakra oils, creams, powders, bath crystals, hair and pet care. Wise Ways Herbals blends organic and wild gathered herbs, pure aromatherapy essential oils, all mixed with love. Visit us at wiseways.com.
Pachamama, a name for Mother Earth in Peru. My studies led me there on an adventure. More than once, I've hiked the Inca Trail, high up in the mountains, on a remote mountaintop, accessible only by hiking on mules. A rocky trail leads down a steep canyon, the river canyon called the Apurimac Canyon, one of the steepest in the world, and then you have to go back up, and there are these ancient ruins sit overlooking the view, Chococaro, Ucupacha. In Inca mythology, there are three realms of existence in the cosmos. Hunanpaksha, the upper celestial level, home of the Inca gods. Kaipacha, the physical level, where humanity dwells. And Ucupacha, the underworld, the level below the earth. The feminine, Mother Earth. Caves, where the bones of our ancestors live, and the source of underground waters or springs. Salkantay, name of one of the highest glacier mountains in the Andes northeast of Cusco, means invincible savage in Quechua, the indigenous language of the Quiro people. They revere Salkantay as a sacred, powerful grandfather spirit, or Apu. 15,000 feet. We hiked. The clouds cleared to reveal an intense white glacial face. We offered our prayers and songs and gratitude, and as we hiked away, the clouds immediately returned to obscure the view. Asangate is the highest mountain southeast of Cusco at 20,945 feet. Asangate is another mighty grandfather Apu, a living energetic vortex of Pachamama, of her earth, her air, and water. We hiked this challenging trek up into the lagoons. Alpacas roamed everywhere with breathtaking, majestic vistas. The spirit of Asangate called me out in the middle of the night when it had just snowed and it was very cold out there outside of my tent. But I managed to find my boots and open the door, and there was the glacier in full moonlight smiling at us. Asangate was well worth the trip. Machu Picchu, many of us have heard about. One of the famous wonders of the world, is also another ancient stone citadel perched on steep peaks surrounded by cathedrals of mountainous jagged Andes. It's an inspiring power center of the earth. To watch the sunrise there is a gift from Mother Earth, where heaven meets earth.
Pachamama, I feel your power. Pachamama.
I traveled to Peru in 2003 to visit sacred Inca sites, to study with Quiro shamans, the original natives, never found by the Spanish because they lived high up in the mountains or deep in the jungles. Near Cusco, our group was invited to come into a cave. We had to crawl on our hands and knees and then stand up. And there was a beautiful stone altar to pray. While I waited my turn, I heard this song. I kept it in my memory until I came out and took it back to America, not knowing what the name of it meant. Amor Machai. Years later, when I returned to Peru to hike the Inca Trail, I sang the song in front of the Quiro shamans, and one of the guides said, "Oh, that's the name of the feathered serpent god known to live in the cave. Amor Machai." you for tuning into the Gaia Star Crystal Hour with your hosts Miriam Acero, Bob Sherwood, and Dameron Midget. We hope you enjoyed our latest creation in bringing you musical inspiration that weaves pathways into your soul. The night.